Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Greg Hill, WAAF, is how you can follow me on Twitter. And you can follow me on Instagram, too, for the opportunity to see when I go Instagram live. For instance, I will be Instagram live a lot next week at the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is happening next week out at the MGM Casino. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I'll be Instagram live, too, from the Miss Bikini pageant on Friday morning. So follow me on Instagram, GregHill107. That's how you follow me on Instagram. Do it right now. You'll be pissed at yourself if you don't do it, and you miss seeing the bikini smokes on Friday's show. Yes. I guaranteed you'll be pissed. But anyway, a couple updates on the golf tournament. Number one is, on Monday's show, I am going to give away a foursome in the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. So you and your three guests will join us at the MGM Casino out in Springfield and at the Great Horse Country Club, which is one of the nicest, if not the nicest, no disrespect to my friends at the International, but it might be the nicest track in New England, as far as I'm concerned. And so you join us for two nights out there, go to all the parties, play golf, hang out with the celebrities. Of course, one of the all-time great Bruins will be there, and I'm not talking about our sports director. I'm talking about Raymond Bork. Oh.
Yeah, Bubba.
Bubba.
And so on Monday, I will be giving away a foursome for the golf tournament for you. And then the great golf ball helicopter drop is back.
Oh,
so
excellent.
If you would like to win $5,000 cash, then you should take a shot at the great golf ball drop. And so it's really simple. All you have to do is go to thegreghillfoundation.org. It's $20 per golf ball, and the helicopter flies over the course. We drop all of the golf balls, and whichever ball comes closest to the hole, that the owner of that ball wins $5,000 cash. Mm. What is it, Stanley?
That is the best way to give
away. The best way? To what? To what?
To give away
$5,000?
Yes, that's awesome.
Oh, Stiz, you know, yes. You know, did the twofer?
Yeah, it was you, right? That's right. It was the big guy.
Well, explain what? That to everybody who's listening.
What?
LB won twice, right?
Yes.
You won
yes.
twice in a row or something
yeah.
last year and yes. the year before, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know if it was back to back.
What? No, you didn't.
Won
once.
Oh, you won once.
Oh, I only won once?
Yeah,
I thought it was twice.
No, you only won once.
Well, the IRS thinks it's twice now.
You only won once. Huh. But yes, you did win one year.
Not rigged
so,
either.
So go to thegreghillfoundation.org to get in on the great golf ball drop. And listen on Monday's show, because I will give away a foursome for this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is presented by Echo Store Technologies and by Sparkling Ice. And, of course, I want to thank everybody else who's involved, the great people at East Coast Metal Roofing and my friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. We'll be serving up Tito's and Sparkling Ice on the course. And there's great food, and of course, any event that we do, there's always great food. So make sure you tune in on Monday for your chance to win. It is 7:03, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, LB.
I'm going to take a lot of heat for this right now.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. If you have hair issues, guys, gals, all you got to do is call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. Change your life.
Enjoy this moment and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Kawhi Leonard with the mic drop at the end of the parade when the fellas hit the stage. It was the first title for the Raptors up in Toronto. Hillman just mentioned it with Danielle. 1.5 million people showed up. There was a shooting. Some people got trampled, taken to hospital. I guess everybody's going to be okay. Some people are in serious condition, but the docs are going to do what they do best and save everybody. The number one question up in TO is, will Kawhi be back as a Raptor? And I got to believe he can go anywhere he wants. He is going to get a major payday. So we'll have to wait and see. July 1st is free agency. And what else? The NBA draft is this weekend. Danny Ainge and the Leprechauns have 3 picks in the first round. That is a good thing. Danny's been great at stockpiling talent. And hopefully the season will be there at the end again next year. The Red Sox needed just 1 run in the first, and Rick Porcello did the rest. Ace like 7 innings of 8K shutout ball for the win.
Pitch to JD, and he swings and lines one into left field, a base hit toward the line. Mookie coming home. JD rounding first and puts on the brakes. Left fielder Rosario got over there pretty quickly. He's a good outfielder. So JD drives in his 40th run. And the Red Sox lead 1-0.
That was a squeaker out in Minnie against the Twinkies, who are the best team in baseball. So it was good character builder for our Red Sox, who are on a nice roll right now. The Ryan Brazier nailed down save number 7. He leads the Sox in saves. Price goes for the good guys versus the Twinkies tonight. That is an 8-10 start. Look at the AL East this morning. Sox are 6 back of New York, 3.5 back of Tampa Bay. The NHL awards are tomorrow night out in Vegas. Our black and gold got some street cred in the city of sin. Patrice Bergeron is up for his record 8th Selke trophy, looking to take home trophy number 5. GM Don Sweendog Sweeney is up for GM of the year, and I got to believe he's got a great shot at taking that trophy, as does Patrice Bergeron. He's already a Hall of Famer. Yesterday's, I don't think we have swings. Do we have swings in there, Stiz? They were loading it late. All right. On to the World Cup of Soccer. You got the UEFA Championship and the CONCACAF Championship. They begin their tourneys this week. England has France today, across the pond at 2 o'clock. The U.S. men have Guyana. It's later tonight. I think it's 7 o'clock first touch. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right, LB. Thank you. It is 7:07. I am going to give away a pair of passes right now for Friday and the 2019 Miss Bikini Pageant. So if you'd like to join us for the broadcast at the palatial estate of Ernest Bach Jr., then call right now and be the 7th caller. 617-764-9223. You will have the opportunity to hang out all morning with Scott from Weymouth, one of the nicest people I know. And Scott will be able to bend your ear, as the saying goes, throughout the morning. I wonder if when he's talking in person to people, he says, can you just give me 34 seconds? So if you are the 7th caller right now, you can join us on Friday. Food, music, and we will crown Miss Bikini. And it's not too late. We have some excellent contestants. However, ladies, if you would like to try to win the honor of being Miss Bikini 2019, then just go to WAAF.com/Bach and give us your information, and you could walk away with the grand prize, which is $1,500.
Thank you.
So $1,500 on the line for Miss Bikini on Friday morning, and you've worked hard. You've been in the gym Instagramming photos all year long.
Oh, my God. So you guys look at my gains.
So if you would... If you'd like to
hashtag get, FitFam.
If you want to get paid back a little bit, then you should enter to be Miss Bikini. A 508 texter wants to know how many contestants so far. I believe we are pushing toward 15.
Wow.
Hey. 15 contestants. Here's a 774 text that says, I'm a woman and hard pass because Scott from Weymouth is going.
Fair point.
The good thing is that Ernie's pool area is bigger than most of our homes.
Right.
So, save for Greg's. There are plenty of ways to escape from Scott should you find yourself in his vicinity.
Correct. Yes. I mean, how often can he talk to you?
have you heard him?
I wonder if he's going to have like a whole script prepared for 4 hours worth of content. I'm sure he's going to have a lot. I mean, the guy already demanded that he get orange juice without any pulp. Which, who likes orange juice without the pulp?
Isn't me? What are you kidding me? No, likes orange juice with pulp?
The pulpy
everybody.
Orange juice
is good, dude.
No way.
The pulpy orange juice is the best kind of pulpy orange juice.
Leave it to us millennials to be like, all right, we want orange juice, but no pulp. Pulp in it.
Yeah. Right.
And then they take it all out, and we're like, no, wait, you took out too much. We want some
little
pulp, not a lot.
And, of course, our good friend Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid, which is on the Discovery Channel, will join us as a celebrity judge.
Love her.
I need to get another celebrity judge. I'll work on trying to find another celebrity judge. So, I'm not counting Scott from Weymouth as a celebrity judge. He's the most hated judge. He's not a celebrity in my book, but neither am I. So, all right. When we return, we will continue with the news, and we will also help a listener who is requiring assistance from Nancy Know-It-All. So that is coming up on today's Hillman Morning.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Show. Maybe what I will do is give away the next pair of passes for the Miss Bikini pageant via the text line, because the texters are getting upset that it's only the callers that are winning. So
that's a good idea.
At some point before, what time is it right now? 7:20?
Yes.
At some point before 8:30 on the text line, I will give away a pair of passes for Friday's broadcast and the Miss Bikini pageant, which is being held, as it always is, at the palatial estate of one Ernie Bach Jr. In the area of Norwood, Massachusetts. And I promise you I will find, whether they are a listener or we have to do some kind of a reach, an outreach program, I will find an additional celebrity judge who is a smoke. I will make that happen before, yes.
Okay.
So keep listening for that. Today's weather, brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. It's going to rain on and off for most of the day today. The temperature will be 71, and right now it is 66 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. Membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone who lives or works or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and now Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Mike Hsu has the day off. Stanley Stiz Grimey is filling in for him. And he is currently working on getting Stanley's poll up. So in a moment, we will check in with Donut Lassie and find out what his poll question is today. But right now, I wanted to talk about a renowned magician in India who attempted over the weekend to reenact one of the great Harry Houdini tricks. And unfortunately, it did not go so well for this magician in India.
No, and there was a little confusion during the trick, which I think may have led to this particular individual's demise, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you recall, back in 1912, Harry Houdini became a huge sensation with one of his feats where he escaped from a crate that was lowered into the East River in New York. So this guy in India, the Wizard Mandrake.
What's his name?
The Wizard Mandrake.
The Wizard Mandrake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was lowered into the Ganges in Calcutta while he was tied up with chains and ropes. This is where the confusion comes along. Now, after a little while, he failed to emerge from the river. And people that were watching, as well as authorities, initially thought maybe that was part of his act to wait a little longer or to hold his breath.
Oh, boy.
So they didn't go in after him.
Oh, boy.
His final words to reporters before he was lowered into the river were, "If I can open it up, it will be magic. But if I can't, it will be tragic." Okay? Very poetic.
Oh, one final rhyme.
One final rhyme
at the end. "If I can open it up, it will be magic. If I can't, it will be tragic." Oh, the poor guy.
So unfortunately, they realized something had gone wrong and they launched a search in the river, which I'm guessing was probably a little murky at the time. And they did confirm late yesterday that the 40-year-old magician was, in fact, dead.
Oh.
He had reportedly pulled off a similar stunt 21 years ago at the same venue, but he tried it again in 2013 and he was assaulted by onlookers who saw him escape from a locked cage via a door that was clearly visible.
Are they going to bury him in one of those boxes with the false bottoms that open up?
The Aztec tomb, as Joe Bluth used?
Well, I mean, you got to plan those things out properly and have the proper assistance ready if you're going to be risking your life. All right. Well, that's a sad thing that happened. Did you ever do magic tricks as a kid or
no?
No.
I was into Legos.
LB, did you ever get a magic set for Christmas or anything like that?
Not a clue, kid.
Oh.
I was a dope as a kid. I told you what we did for fun. We whipped each other with Hot Wheel tracks.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, you could call 617-764-9223, or you can text with your comment. The text line is 97107. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about 40 minutes. So you can leave one of those right now. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. And Stanley Stiz Grimey is here, executive producing the show today.
Whoa. Yeah.
Acting executive producer.
In the absence of Mark Hsu. And I assume your poll is up this morning.
It is, Hill Dog. My poll is up and out of tension. Big controversy this morning. I think you will appreciate this. So last night was the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
One of the categories was Best Fight.
Okay.
It came down to Captain Marvel and Game of Thrones for the fight of Arya Stark versus the Night King.
Right. Obviously, Game of Thrones won.
Best fight ever, right?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, Greg.
What,
you were wrong.
What?
Captain Marvel took home the MTV Award.
You're kidding me.
I am right. I'm not joking. Game of Thrones fans are pissed off this morning.
Well, I'm sure they are.
Twitter is on fire.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
They're calling for people to be fired from MTV.
Yeah.
Out of the business.
Well, thankfully, nobody was watching the MTV Awards, or it would have been a bigger protest.
Poor.
So what's the question?
So we wanted to know, should Arya Stark's fight with the Night King have won the MTV Award for Best Fight over Captain Marvel?
Oh, I guarantee you that a large proportion of our listeners are saying yes.
You're right. A large proportion right now, but it is constantly fluctuating. But right now, 80% of our Twitter audience are saying yes, the Arya Stark Night King fight should have won over Captain Marvel.
Goth versus nerds.
Exactly.
No question. No question.
But 20% of our audience liked Captain Marvel
over
Game of Thrones.
All right. Well, that poll question is up on our Twitter feed, at WAAF is where you can go for that. On my Twitter feed earlier this morning, I shared a link to the news on today's Pervert Teacher Association member. The member of the PTA today is a 25-year-old substitute teacher named Alexis Mercedes.
Yeah.
And if you're the principal or the superintendent and you're doing the hiring, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but if a sub comes in and her name is Mercedes, you might want to think about the fact that she's probably going to be sleeping with several of the students before the school year is over. So,
right.
But anyway, you can check her out. As I said earlier, she's a half a smoke or maybe three quarters of a smoke. And my Twitter feed is Greg Hill, WAAF. That's how you can follow me on Twitter. And as long as we're talking about social medias, then you ought to follow me right now on Instagram, because I will be Instagram live on Friday morning for the Miss Bikini Pageant. And I will be Instagram live next week at the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. So on Instagram, I am GregHill107. And that's how you can follow me and be ready for lots of Instagram live.
It's right. A toss-up on creepy or hot.
Which?
Well, because you know, because you get the girls to come stand in front of you, you know, they do the frontal, then they spin around to get you, and then you pan down to the butt.
Yep.
And then you pan back up, and then they spin around again.
That would be tilt, LB.
Tilt?
Pan would be from side to side. Tilt is up and down.
Okay, my
bad. The more
bad.
You know.
Dun, my dun, bad. Dun. All right. Great times.
Great time, though. All right. The news this hour is brought to you by
Mercedes-Benz. The reimagined 2020 GLE has more of everything, including optional third row seating. It comes fully equipped with the Mercedes-Benz user experience and natural voice recognition, so you and your car can be seamlessly connected. Visit MBUSA.com for more information today. Brought to you also by KM. Don't torture your taste buds with tofu dogs. Give them what they're craving. KM Natural Casing Franks. KM, crafting the finest meats for four generations. Now, there was a proposed MBTA fare hike that's slated to take effect next month of almost 6%, but Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says that the T prices should not go up.
I think I agree with the mayor for once.
Yes.
He tweeted yesterday, there should be no fare increase until the red line is fixed. The MBTA must act with urgency, and it's unfair to ask riders to pay more until the red line is fully operational.
Well, it's a complete cluster F.
Yeah.
It's not only is it not functioning properly, but it's dangerous. If you had a fix for the MBTA, short of blowing the whole thing up and starting all over again, what would it be?
I don't even know what they can do at this point. It's privatization. So, like, I don't.
Privatization might work, but I don't know if any. Well, like, would a private company be? Would they be interested in it? I mean, I don't. I just. If, I mean, listen. If you're a world class city, I think you have to provide people with the opportunity to use public transportation. However, you have to find a way to pay for it, especially when you've gone decades.
Right.
Without the right amount of money and overpaying, in my opinion, the people who administrate the program. I mean, we've had these. Remember that woman that they brought in from Washington, D.C., and she was making $350,000 a year or something? I mean, mm-hmm.
Going to the convention.
Yeah. I mean, not a clue.
It's absolutely nuts.
They had an MBTA board meeting yesterday, and they said absolutely they would not forego the fare increase. Joseph Aiello, who's the chairman of the Fiscal and Management Control Board at the T, said, I'm not quite sure what the correct response is to that yet. The broader fare increase, I think, is too much of a blunt instrument to roll back at this point.
No. So they're going to go forward with it.
Yeah. And Greg, you know what it's like. We wait for the T every day.
Yeah,
and it's just never on time.
It drives me crazy.
5 minutes late, 10 minutes late.
It drives me nuts. I'm like Mike Dukakis getting on the T when he was running for president and taking it to work every day in the State House. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Time to hop in the tank.
What else is in the news today, Danielle?
It's actually a great story about a 94-year-old guy in Chicago named William Wagner. He never graduated high school because he had to serve in World War II. So his son recently made some calls, and just in time for Father's Day, he was able to get his former school to include him in this year's graduation ceremony.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Put on a cap and gown, got his diploma last week, and this is William Wagner.
Pretty special day, right? 76 years, yeah. Took me that long to get my diploma. Study hard and do everything right and stay out of trouble. Don't be a pot smoker.
Oh! That's awesome. Oh. Don't be a pot smoker.
Oh!
I wish you not here for that.
Good advice from that guy.
Don't be a pot smoker.
Yeah, don't be a pot smoker.
Piling on the millenniums.
What?
Hi, I'm a millennial.
Yeah, we know what you meant. Millenniums.
I call them millenniums.
Yeah, it's fine. That's your thing. Yeah.
The what?
That's your thing. All right.
It's easier to say. I can't say millennials.
Well, you just did.
Yeah, I know, but that's like the fifth try.
Right. I gotcha.
Piling on the Millenniums, kid.
Millennium Falcons.
The Millennium Falcons.
You know what I think LB needs to do?
What? Don't be a pot smoker.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Can you even?
I don't. It's all natural, Stiz.
All right. We don't need him to get the munchies.
What's next, news-wise?
A dad in England super glued his hands to the front gate of his daughter's school last week to protest her being sent home for having a piercing. Now, she had gotten her tragus pierced, which, if you don't know, that's the little flap of cartilage at the front of your ear. And many people have gotten relief from chronic migraines by getting that piercing. And the dad says that that's exactly why his daughter got it. So it is, in fact, a medical necessity for her. However, the school has a zero tolerance policy against piercing. So they sent the girl home after she got it. Jeff Smith is the father's name. He's 49. The school is the Cockburn John Charles Academy in Leeds.
And so he went there and he super glued himself to the school?
A little aggressive. Bit aggressive.
Oh, is
he
still...
a statement to make.
Is he still on there?
I believe he's been released.
Like the guy that was hanging from the girder, the construction guy in the super glue commercial?
Right. With the helmet.
All right. We have any audio?
We do.
Now, I've superglued myself to the gate, expanding for myself, and I've chained myself. My daughters have got a legal right to an education without pain. Superglue's burning my hands at the minute. Real bad. But I'm going to put myself through any pain so my daughter can live life without any pain.
What is it? What does that feel like when you try to remove yourself?
Not good.
Post super glue.
I mean, I would imagine they'd have to put some kind of solvent on there.
Didn't you ever test it with your thumb and your index finger?
No, I mean, I knew kids who did, I think. I mean, don't people use that to, like, when they get a cut or something, they fix it with super glue or something like
Thermabond.
That?
Thermabond. Yeah. By the way, any chick who's done press-on nails knows the struggle of accidentally gluing two fingers together because you thought the glue was dry, and then you're like, then you get a glue textured fingerprint from the other finger on one. It's a nightmare.
Let's see. Here's a 774 text, Nancy, that says, I love it when even the news is wrong. That is not the piercing to help with migraines. It's not the pressure point for migraines. Well,
but that's where people get the piercing for migraines. I'm not an acupuncturist.
That must be some kind of a migraine expert or something who's checking in.
Well, I know I know several people that have it that have had good luck with it. So, I don't know. It's in the story. That's what the dad described.
Yeah.
Call England. Hello. Oye. I got my tragus pierced yesterday. No more migraines for me, lass.
Let's see. Here's a text that says they're just using that piercing as an excuse for her to break the rules.
Can they get a note from the doctor that says she's being treated for chronic migraines?
Right. I mean, not for nothing. People take horses to work so they can stay calm and do their job.
Oh, horses. Emotional support horse. Yes.
Where do they do that? I've never
Old Town Road.
I've never
We
heard
did a story. We did a story about a comfort horse. It was a little Shetland pony.
I don't remember that story.
Google it.
Maybe I will Google that. Yes.
You know, snakes, cats, dogs, parakeets.
LB, have you ever super glued yourself to a bar when it was closing time?
No.
When they were trying to get you out of there?
Well, there was the practical joke back in the day when super glue came out that people would put it on toilet seats.
Oh, really?
Because it's clear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's That does not seem like a nice thing to do. All right, what else, Danielle?
A Medford family had a very scary situation happen Saturday morning. There was a 5-foot snake that bit the family's 9-month-old baby while it was in the kitchen.
What?
Yep. Mom was making breakfast. The snake reportedly came out from underneath the refrigerator and bit the little boy, whose name is James. A family friend who's a physician checked out the baby, and he was okay. There was no signs of any poison or anything like that, which was good. It was a milk snake. They say it most likely got in through the garage and worked its way up through the home's pipes. The mom is originally from Australia, so she's got some experience with deadly snakes, and she actually knew what to do in the case of a snake bite.
I saw a 5-foot-long snake right there next to him, and I screamed, terrified. I didn't know if it was poisonous or not, so the last thing you want near your child is a snake.
Did you say she was from Australia?
I did, Greg.
Okay. I have an obscure reference for you on that.
The dingo took my baby!
A dingo took the baby. It wasn't a dingo, though. It was a snake.
Yeah. There's also a literary slash film obscure reference on this. Rikki Tikki Tavi by Rudyard Kipling, who wrote The Jungle Book. Rikki Tikki Tavi was a mongoose who saved the family baby from a snake that was in the crib.
Really?
Yes.
Well, of course, there's an ear moth that one could play since we're talking about Australia.
This is very true.
But I don't have the time, unfortunately.
Are you sure?
I don't.
Yeah. I think you might.
I can't tie me kangaroo down.
Come on.
Mate, right now. I can't.
Sure.
I can't.
Damn it.
There's too much to do.
All right.
All right. It is 7:38, and it is going to rain for most of the day today, unfortunately. The temperature is going to be 71 for a high. We are going to be joined in the studio tomorrow by Larry the Lawyer, and it is Ask an Attorney, so you will get all of your legal questions answered for free on tomorrow's show at 8:30. And then Thursday, it's Stowe 5-0 at 7:30, a quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either called in or walked in to my hometown police department. And also on Thursday, we will go inside the warped female brain. It's been a few weeks since we've done that, so we'll do that at 7:50 on Thursday. On Monday's show, I am giving away a foursome for this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. So if you would like to join us with three guests at the MGM Casino in Springfield for a couple of nights and our annual golf tournament to raise money for the Greg Hill Foundation, then make sure that you're listening on Monday morning. And this is not a tournament where we require that you have a low handicap or any of that. We actually recommend that your handicap is in the 30 to 40
right.
range,
right?
In order to do the most possible damage to the actual golf course. But I think you'll enjoy our annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. Hard to believe, but it's the 27th year.
Unbelievable
that we have done this golf tournament. It's presented by Echo Store Technologies and by Sparkling Ice, and you could be there as our guest if you win the foursome coming up on Monday's show. This is Glenn. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hello.
What's up, Glenn?
Hello.
Glenn.
I'm here.
Yeah, Glenn, I'm here. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, my Lord. Please. What did I do wrong? Was it recently?
I'm sorry,
was it
I was on hold.
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, I went to Santo Domingo. My brother got married there in the early 80s. It's a third world country.
Can we do another most hated caller bracket, or is that
We might need a restart at this point. I don't know.
Restart the show?
Maybe. I don't know. It might not call for it yet, but if we got one more thing like that today, that's it.
Well, it's almost vacation time.
That's true.
I mean, you got the rest of this week, and then 3 days next week, and then 4th of July break. Well-deserved, by the way. this is Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Hey, how are you guys? Good morning.
Hey, Nat.
What's going on? What are you calling about?
Well, I listen to you all on the app, and I heard that you guys need one more celebrity judge for your bikini contest, and I want in on it.
Well, are you a celebrity?
Well, I like to call myself, like, the D-C-list celebrity. Like, oh. I'm almost a Kathy Griffin now. I have great specialty in judging bikini contests.
Oh.
And I know a thing or two about half-naked girls, considering I had my own dating show on VH1, and it was actually called Dating Naked.
Wait a second. Hold the phone. I also like to refer to myself as a D-list celebrity, which I think is a bit of an upgrade. Hold the phone.
Yeah, we're in like the same class now.
Yeah. All right, hold the phone for a moment. You had a show called Dating Naked?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I must look you up immediately online. What's your name?
My last name is Jansen, so it's Natalie Jansen, and you can find my Instagram at Natalie Reality.
Hold on a second. And so, wait a minute. When you did the show, would you go? I assume you would go on dates naked.
Yes, and let me tell you, it was in Bora Bora, and I had the best tan of my entire life.
Oh, whoa. I am sure you. All right, so on Instagram, you're at Natalie Naked. No, wait, sorry, yeah. at Natalie Reality.
Correct.
Oh yeah. Oh, there you. Oh, hold on a second. Well, does anybody want to vote on this? Do we need a vote on this, or should we?
Your reaction, I don't think we need to vote.
Right?
And if she likes to get naked, she's in.
Natalie, you say you listen online. I assume, are you around here, or would we have to fly you in to be a celebrity judge?
Well, I will actually be in town during that time because I'm visiting my Aunt Patricia, and she's showing me around Boston. And I thought, what better way to show me around than hang out with the guys that I listen to in the morning and judge a bikini contest.
Oh,
I think that's the best way to get introduced to Boston.
This is fantastic. This makes up for the previous phone call. this is all right. We have one of our celebrity judges is Kayla Cummings, who was on Naked and Afraid several seasons on Discovery, and you are Naked Dating on VH1, so now we have two celebrity judges who know a lot about nudity. Here's a text.
Yeah, I like to consider myself an expert.
Yeah. Well, here's a text that says, don't screw this up, Greg, but they use the F word. I will not screw this up. Here's a 617 text that says, Natalie is in. She's a rocket. So you're a rocket, Natalie.
All right.
So you will be in town Friday morning, and then you can join us as a celebrity judge.
Yes.
Oh, this is fantastic. Are you going to bring a bikini? I mean, you might want to jump in the pool at some point.
You know, my bikini isn't my specialty. I might just take it all off.
I can see myself getting nude again.
Let's just make it a real party, right?
Here's a text that says, we just hit the lottery. Thank you, Natalie. Yes. I know. Out of the freaking blue. All right. So, Natalie, this is very exciting to me. So, Friday morning, you can join us for the annual Miss Bikini pageant, and you can help us crown Miss Bikini 2019. Okay?
All right. I can't wait.
All right.
Me too.
Samesies. All right, Natalie, you're awesome. Hang on a moment, though. Hang on a second. All right. You know, sometimes, what do they say? Life gives you lemons. Other times, life drops a big, fat lemon pie right on your table that you can eat.
Ooh,
lemon chest pie.
Mm.
I mean, my Lord. What is...
Now, you're the musicologist.
Yes.
Now, MTV is American, VH1 is Canadian?
No, what are you talking about? They're both American.
Oh, I thought VH1 was Canadian.
VH1 was at the time was like the older adult contemporary version. Essentially, was why that was started.
VH1 was like the Hydrox of music TV channels.
Yeah,
it was the Nips.
Yeah,
it was the cheese Nips.
Well, yeah, I mean it was VH.
It was the Tab.
MTV came first. And then VH1 came along, and they played some of the older adult contemporary artists. But I don't think I ever saw the naked dating naked show or whatever. No. But so wait a minute. Let me give her Instagram out again. Are you guys get some information from her? It's Natalie Reality, Natalie Reality, Natalie Reality. And you'll see several smoke photos, like the smoke photo where she is in the lingerie, just apparently lounging around in lingerie with some kind of a a frilly little dress thing attached. Yeah. All right. Well, I think she can certainly be a great judge.
For sure.
Now we're going to have Kayla and Natalie as our celebrity judges.
Wow, Greg, we were talking about magicians earlier, and you just turned a Glenn into a Natalie. Great job. Abracadabra, if I do say so myself.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, I saw her season. It was season 2, and it was great. Here's a text that says, Natalie just saved this dumpster fire of a show this morning. Yes, she did. I mean, Glenn, I mean, my Lord. What was that call from Glenn all about? Was Santa?
I never know what that call from Glenn is about.
Yeah, right.
Every single time.
He's consistent.
Is he?
Yeah. He's very consistent.
God bless these people that do these, you know, naked shows, Naked and Afraid, Dating Naked. I could never.
I'm thinking.
Thank God.
After the waxing, I'm thinking of doing one.
No.
You should.
I'm thinking of doing. I'm thinking of doing the whole show Friday nude. From Ernie's pool.
IG Live.
What do you think? Oh. If the Bruins don't win... Oh, never mind.
No. Okay. Wait a second.
I would be careful with that because you tend sometimes when you go Instagram Live to like while you're talking, you'll kind of swing the phone out to the side, and I'm afraid you're going to give someone an erroneous shot of something they didn't ask for.
Yeah. I'd have to get circumcised because the bullying, online bullying, whoa, and the IG and... the Twitter.
That escalated quickly.
I wouldn't worry. I don't think anybody could see it under there.
Oh, hey,
under that thing.
Right.
Hey, it's warm and humid in the pool house, so he doesn't have to worry about cold shrinkage.
Here's Drew. Hello, Drew.
Hey, good morning, Hillman.
What's up, Drew?
I love that cat. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Natalie's going to be a rock star. That is so great.
No, it's...
I'm so excited. I want to thank you guys. I'm a caller about a half an hour ago that won the tickets. I've never won anything in my life, so I'm really excited. And I just wanted to say I love you guys, and I'm wicked excited to be there on Friday.
Oh, excellent. All right. Do you have to take the day off, or what's your deal?
Yeah, I have to take the day off, but I've got plenty of vacation time, so it's worth it.
All right.
Attaboy. It's a Yahtzee moment.
We will see you there. I may be running a little late on Friday morning.
Why?
I'm attending a pre-opening grand celebration for the Encore Casino.
Ooh.
On
oh, very
Thursday
nice.
Night.
Oh, you're big time. Look at you.
They're opening it up to a few random degenerate gamblers, and I have been invited.
Oh, so, whose coattails are you riding
it up? I will either be in a good mood having won or not in a good mood.
You do pretty good, though.
Well, I'm a good blackjack player, LB. I'm a pretty good blackjack player.
My little brother sent me pictures. He was inside there last night. It is looking beautiful, Greg.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. The issue is going to be the parking and the how you get over there.
Chopper in.
Yes.
Well, Greg, I live right up the street. Maybe you could park at my house. We could, maybe drive the old Corolla in together.
You ought to do one of those things where people let others park on their lawn in order to,
like Foxborough?
Well, like when you go to the Super Bowl in Miami, they have all these people who allow people to park on their lawn for like $50.
Yeah.
So you ought to do that over there in the greater Chelsea area, Chelsea by the Sea. Okie doke. Well, honestly, I could end the show right now because who knew that Natalie was listening and would want to be a part of the judging of the Miss Bikini Pageant. Maybe I should give away. I said I was going to give away a pair of tickets to a texter.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll do that in like 15 minutes. All right. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I have never been so grateful that you were on the radio as I am now that Natalie has called the show.
I agree.
So Natalie, @NatalieReality is how you can find her. and you'll be able to see her if you attend the event with us on Friday morning at the estate of one Ernie Bach Jr.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.